Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there today? Hope everybody's doing all right, doing fine, enjoying this nice weather going on around the country with a lot of racing going on around the country and a lot of good racing going to be coming up. So, hey, we're going to do what we do. And it's Grudge Racing Game, man, and it's all about going out there, enjoying yourself, doing what we love to do as a racer, as a spectator. We're all important in this game. We all enjoy it. We all spend our money to come and enjoy some good old grudge action, smack talk, everything that goes along with making this grudge game what it is today. So, with all that said, we're going to talk about some stuff tonight. See where it go. It ain't personal. It's just part of what goes along with this game. If anybody take it too personal and wear it on their sleeves too hard, loosen up. Been around this game for a long time. You ought to be able to understand that. But before we get off in all that, we must talk about what we got coming up. The show's going to be coming up upcoming weekend, weekends to follow, the months to follow. We right dead in the middle, a little bit past the middle of this racing season, man. Things are going to get busy, 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 busy. So with that said, let me go out and talk about the Atomic Dog Show Enough Ultimate Grudge Fest 5. Atomic Dog and Show Enough Racing Ultimate Grudge Fest 5 going down in none other than North Star Dragway in Denton, Texas. That's right outside Dallas, the ways outside Dallas and Fort Worth, I-35 North. It's going to be going down, man. We're trying something, see how it work out. A lot of races come out. A lot of fans come out. We want to try to provide some kind of show for them because we can't always guarantee a locked-in grudge race might happen. We always aim to try to some great locked-in grudge races, but as you know, things happen, and you can't always make those races go down. So what we're doing, we're adding a couple of shootouts in this event, and in one of these shootouts is going to feature some of the baddest back halves that we have here in the state of Texas. And for anybody else that want to come join and think they bad, scream game. As you know, Texas have some of the baddest back halves in the country. Believe it or not, it is what it is. And as you know, we have a few of them supposed to be on the property. August the 9th, I got commitments from the Hyde coming to show his stuff. Also got commitments from the Birdman crew himself with their new power plant. They said they have a score to sell them that they know they bad. We got Motion Racing back in action. He's trying to be in the place. And you know Motion Racing, it don't make him no different. He want to make action. We got a host of other back halves going to be in the house, man. You pick which class you want to get in. $3,000. We putting up $3,000 for the extreme. And them guys are saying it can change. Those guys are saying they each can put up $500 and one will take all. $3,000 a track putting on $3,000 and they going to put up $500 and the one will take all. Then we got just a regular back half class or a lot of back halves. This is free money. It don't cost you a thing. You can take a stab at $2,500. $2,500 going out to the winner. That way you get in where you fit in. As you know, we shoot out to make action for the fans, and you can always pick your man and get your grudging on in the shootout and bet on the side. Ain't nothing wrong with getting somebody. Y'all happen to pull each other out the hat. You like it. Put your little wager on the side. That's still a grudge race. We're going to try to make that happen. Also, we got a 580, paying $1,000. Got a jackpot 7-0. And we also have the motorcycles in the house. They're going to be doing it for a belt for the champion. We love to have them. They come out. A lot of their supporters on those bikes, they've been going down doing their thing. And for the big-time pro mod that's in the house, as you know, we have Jackie, Big Dog Divas, that blower car, taking on none other than the man himself, Tree Man. Pro mod is going to be going down. So all in all, fellas, Tommy Dog and Show Enough Racing, trying to bring it to you, trying to give action, trying to give the fans something to see, make sure we have a great night. Hey, man, the people come on out. August the 9th, North Star Dragway, going to be going down. Anybody want to lock in, feel like they want to do something, you can push the one button tonight, call your man out. We see, can we make that happen? There's a lot of talk going around. It is what it is. You get in where you fit in. You see something you like. We're going to try to make action. Now, we're going to go. Anybody else got an upcoming event they want to talk about? I don't know if Ricky on here. I know he called and said he wants to speak on an event that he got coming up. So we'll go to the line. If we got Ernie, I don't think we got Ernie on here tonight. But if not, is Ricky out there? He called it. He wanted to get on there. So, Ricky, you can push the one button. Come on and talk about what you got going. Anybody else got something they want to come on and talk about the event? Hey, you know me. I'm equal opportunity. You can push the one button. Say what you got to say. We come on and talk about the nice topic of what we're going to talk, what we're going to do. Tim, we got anybody out there? Darren, can you hear me?
I hear you now. Go ahead.
We got anybody out there? Is Ricky out there? I know he wants to say something. Is Ricky out there? Push the one button, Ricky. If you're out there, yeah, I know we don't. You got an upcoming event. You want to announce it? Want to say something about it? Feel free. I know he told me he wants to get on here and say something. You see him out there?
I'm looking. No.
Ricky, if you're out there, push the one button, man.
He's not on here.
He's not out there?
No.
Okay, well, what we're going to do, if anybody else got something they want to talk about, a race they want to talk about, they got feel free. Won't leave nobody out. Y'all welcome to come on in and put it out there. If we don't have no hands for that, we don't have Ernie on there, right?
No, I tried Ernie a couple of times and haven't been able to get him.
Okay. We're gonna let it do what it do. We're gonna put this out here. And this is gonna take us off into the night. It's gonna take us off into the night topic. You always hear people talking about, hey, just let me back up a little bit. The winner of each one of those back half shootouts will be awarded a Comfy Car nitrous bottle along with their cash. So the winner from each shootout will take one of those nice Comfy Car nitrous bottles. Birdman, if you happen to win it, I guess you got to give it to one of your friends that got nitrous, all I can say for you. It is what it is. We don't have no turbos to give away. All right. Hey, with that said, man, we're going to talk about some of the nice stuff, man, and the deal go with the engagement. You know, engage. What does it mean? What does it mean to you as a spectator or as a racer when someone say engage? What does that mean? Does it mean you race anybody just for the sake of racing them? Or does it mean you take a gamble? Or does it mean you taking a gamble? Or does it mean both of them? When you engage, are you just trying to race and make action? And sometime along the way, you got to take a gamble. You have a lot of people getting on these shows talking. You have a lot of people getting on these shows locking up. Hey, you have some of these folks on here taking a gamble. We want to speak on that word engage. What does it mean to you? Also, for tonight, we want to talk about who's on your top 10 list of races you like to see race. Who are some of the people on your top 10 list that you like to see race? Think about that. Who are some of the people you like to see? We have a lot of races here in the state of Texas. We have a lot of cars out. We got a lot of cars coming out. We got a lot of cars just came out. Who would you like to see? Man, oh, man. And let me get to this to add this in. All this is going to be a part of the nice topic. I saw a list, man. I browse these boards. I go around a different board. I saw a list on Batman's board that somebody put up there. Somebody put it up there. You know, you go to the internet, man. One thing about these talk shows, you can get on here and pretty much somebody on here might recognize your voice, even though if you go by a nickname, somebody on here probably recognize your voice. And you can tell who it is. But somebody put on Batman's board about a fake-ass racer. I saw a list sign a name that can be recognized, but they had a fake-ass racer list up. And they had a host of names on there. And I'm going to say this. I'm on that list, along with some other folks. I don't have all of it in hand, but I will name some that I saw on the fake-ass racer list. What can you do to come off that list, or do some people need to be added on that list? Is it because you don't race, or you just got going, you haven't raced, or is it some of the people that race that still don't race? When I say that, meaning what? People race, but then some people still don't race. What does that mean in terms of fake-ass racist? What does that really mean? Atomic Dog's on that list. Peanut was showing up racing on that list. I'm just naming them because we're part of the next show that's coming up, and we are two names that's on that list that I can take, you know, and anybody can record that list. I should be reading it off so the Grudge World or know just who they are, because when I saw it, I kind of smiled at it. I thought it's kind of funny, man. Like always, it ain't personal, man. It's not personal. People put their opinions out there. They can say what they want to say. It's all good. You look at it, you take it for a grain of salt. Hey, you get out there when your time comes, you do what you got to do. And that's just where it is, man. So get some names on that list. I think I've seen Kanye's name on that list.
Tracy, I have the page pulled up if you want me to
read that.
If
you got the page, you got the page of name on that. Let's let the Grudge World know some of these names on the fake-ass racer list, and just see. Because this is 2014. Some cars have come out. Some cars have not come out. And everybody hadn't raced yet. So just run the names off this on now.
Okay. Guys, remember, this is coming from the Bad Boys of Texas board. It reads as follows. The new list for fake-ass racing that came in from fans and racers. The definition for a fake-ass racer is guys who come to the track that test and tune often yet never race, even at a Grudge event. Jeff with G-Money, Two Car Garage, V-Dog, Tyrone in Nova, Red Day with Nova. I'm just reading, guys. Ragtop Phil, H-Town. Don't know who that's supposed to be. H-Town, and they've got Condrea with Falcon, H-Town, E-Racing, The Texas Beast, Cottonmouth, Peanut, Atomic Dog, Tinkerbell, and they've got Tracy's Puppy, Big Glenn. So these are active racers that has been out if you want to get off the list race. And it's signed anonymously, the vote.
All right. Hey, with that said, man, that's just something to throw out there for the group. Well, hey, man, it's like this. Hey, your name is on there, man. Don't get offended. Hey, just try to race. Hey, you got to look at it like this. You try to race. Sometimes when you try to race, you don't get no race. So you got to try to find ways to make a race. So, hey, if cars out there, hey, these people want to see these guys race. Hey, this is Grudge Racing. We got to do what we got to do. But when you try to race and you don't get no race, you know, you might have to put some of that stuff in question. So, hey, but all in all, man, we just want to put that out there. We're going to open the lines up and we're going to go. And first off, before we get to that fake-ass laser race, I want people to talk about what do the word engage mean to you. What do that word engage mean to you? Does that word mean you race just for the sake of racing? You know, do you race just for the sake of racing, or does it mean man racing and taking a gamble, or does it mean both? Hey, and who's your top 10 races you want to see? And then the fake-ass races list that's out already. Hey, Grudge World, let's go to the line there. Push the one button, people. Hey, let's talk about some of this stuff. Don't feel free, man. We got a full show. As some people know, I'm receiving texts. Some people can't get on. We had the World Grudge Nationals going on. So, I mean, we had people from multiple states going around, so we had some extra lines. So, hey, man, for that month or so, we boosted up and got a lot more extra lines to try to accommodate more people while people all around the country can hear. Man, the show filled up. As you know, this show fills up but way before 7 o'clock. So, guys, if you can't get in, man, I welcome you to go to the Internet, the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Tuesdays, and listen via Internet, and you can enjoy the show. If you have a comment or something, you can text. If you have something to say, man, try to do the best you can to get your word in some kind of way, if somebody fall off or not. Hey, we do our best to try to get people in sometimes, but, man, sometimes it's hard to do juggle all this stuff and keep up with this task. So, hey, bow with us, man, and we're going to get on with this show tonight. Guys, push the one button and join in on this topic and let me know what you think about it and how you feel about it. Let's go, Sharon, what we got?
Well, don't everybody jump and put your hands up at once. You got one hand up. But before I open up that mic, I think I'm a day late. Happy birthday, C-Town Tony. Okay. Now,
C-Town Tony had a birthday, huh?
Yeah, C-Town Tony had a birthday. Slick, your mic is open.
Slick, come on mute.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Hey, man. Top of the evening to you and Ms. Sharon, man. On your topic on that engagement, man, I mean, me personally, you know, I'm going to say both. I mean, you know, a person may, I don't know, his pocket may not be able to stand the gamble. He just might just like to just race, you know, you got race for free. You got your grudge races, you know. But nevertheless, in doing that, engagement is engagement. If he engaged, that's his thing, and he finds someone that's you know, down with him, that's what they want to do, then, you know, hey, they're going down the track. They're engaging. But the bottom line is they just ain't racing for no money. You know, they ain't grudge racing. And the flip side to the script is, you know, hey, you got these grudge racers out here, you know, that are engaging, you know. And their thing is, you know, they ain't going down the track unless it is for some money. So, you know, hey, that's what, I mean, you know, that's my personal opinion.
Well, let me ask you this, Slick. Let me ask you this. That's one reason why we try to add these shootouts, because sometimes a person won't race, or it can be about the money, but when you have a shootout and you put a decent pot out there and there's no entry fee for the guy to get in it, do you think that's the way to try to encourage some of these guys, knowing that they're not taking a risk of gambling their money? They taking a shot at the track, at the promoter's money. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is, T. And the bottom line, I mean, you know, you guys put out the money, but, you know, we have to be very much open-minded about it. And the fact is that each of your car owner, you know, you own your own shit, so, you know, you pretty much call the shot. Maybe for that, for whatever reason, I don't know, he may decide that he ain't trying to do that for that particular event or for that particular day. You know, you catch him down the road a month from now, you say, damn, you know, this particular event, hell, he didn't even get involved, but now he's involved. So, you know, it's up and down thing, man, but I hear where you're going with it. Yeah.
Okay, I ain't no problem with that. Hey, just about trying to give up people, like say you got a lot of cars sometimes come to the track and some of these cars won't race, so you try to put something out there, provide something out there, to try to help encourage them race, because, hey, fans like to see these cars when they show up to a track, and, hey, more times than none, fans like to see these cars try to engage in one form or another. Hey, guys, push the one button. Let's talk about some of this. We'd like to hear everybody's opinion.
Tracy, I got to ask you one question, man, and then I'm going to get back in the bushes.
Okay.
All right. How about them boys, man? What you think about them boys?
Oh, how about them boys? I tell you that. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you like this. Them boys, I ain't know. Them boys, I'm going to say it like this. Them boys, see, when I said I got to keep it 100, them boys are 8-0. They race their program the way they want to race their program. And, hey, man spend a dime, he do it how he wants to. When it comes, they will race. Ain't no doubt. You don't get 8-0 by not racing. You don't get 8-0 by not racing. But I'm going to say this. One thing kind of took me by surprise, because y'all been doing y'all thing in the grudge game, and y'all been very successful at doing it, and nobody can take that away from you. But you say, what about them boys? One thing took me personally by surprise is when y'all won that belt that y'all didn't fight, y'all just gave it away. Now, that's just me. That's just my opinion. I kind of like, wow, man, they didn't even fight. They just gave it away. I thought to me, for a team that's undefeated, and then you put that word about engaged, does it mean sometimes you got to take a gamble? Sometimes we know the fastest car don't always win. And when y'all gave that up, I was kind of surprised. Hey, but y'all do y'all program the way y'all do y'all program, and a man can't be mad at you. That's y'all program. I just want to throw that in for the grudge game. Y'all 8-0. Y'all had to be up. Y'all gave it up somewhere down the line. I think in order to be known as a do anything type of race, say like a Tony Bynes per se, for example, win, lose, or draw, sometime he take that gamble. You know, in order to be some of the elite as a grudge racing, when you get undefeated and you're going, sometimes I think you're going to have to take that gamble. The gamble might be in your favor. It might not be in your favor. But, you know, hey, sometimes you got to take that gamble, man.
But let me help you out with something, though. You sure right. We got to take that. But here's what the deal is. If you check the history, you know, that's all we've been doing was taking gambles from day. Ain't nobody really, never really gave us a damn thing. You know what I mean? We had to go out there and hunt and eat, you know. And so we've been taking gambles. I mean, but, you know, it's just like anything else. I mean, I don't care what you're into. You play to win. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do. We play to win, you know, and we take gambles, you know, but we take the right gamble.
Well, I understand that. I'm just saying this. When y'all 8-0, y'all top of y'all game, y'all pick y'all races, you done came out here and stated you pick your races, you do it how you want to. When I say take most of the races y'all get, they pretty even races, you know. Y'all racing, you're pretty even races. Races go anyway, y'all doing y'all thing, y'all winning. But sometimes it's going to be a car or two out there that in y'all mind, y'all going to fear that car for whatever reason or another. And a guy might try to make it right, but he might try to say, we'll do it like this first, and then we'll do it like that. Sometimes, it's just my opinion, man. It's my opinion. This is the way I feel about it. This is the way I think about it. So I'm going to find myself down the line in the same circumstances, and trust me, I will take a gamble with a bird, man. I will take a gamble with a hide. I take a gamble, but I take that gamble knowing I'm going to be on the reserve side, on the money side. But for the sake of taking that gamble and see what happens, that's just me. I'm going to do that. I feel like y'all 8-0. I feel like y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all them boys. Y'all having fun on the Internet. A whole lot of people seeing you. But I think, my opinion, it'll give y'all more if they see that y'all known to take a gamble, which might be flirting with that boundary line of what you think you can do and what you think you can't do. Especially like Tony Bynes, man. People now talking about Tony so much. Tony go all over the country, but man, sometimes that man take gambles that you as that's what make his name what it is. He'll take gambles. You know, y'all 8-0. Maybe y'all like it to keep it that way. Y'all winning, that is great. My hats go off to you. But to be the elite in your category, sometimes you gotta step outside that comfort zone and take a gamble. You might take a gamble and win. Now all that's gonna do is just blow you up even more. That's my opinion. It's all about, you know, what a person want to do with their program. That's my opinion.
Yeah, okay. I hear you. I hear you entitled to your opinion, buddy. I hear you. I'm going to get back in the bushes and sit back and finish listening to the program.
All right, man.
All right.
Okay. All right, Sharon, we got out there, man. Got a lot. It's got a full show. This thing is full to the max. Can't get no more people on right now. People calling, texting, trying to get in. Man, we have a topic going out here with a lot of different things to be thrown up into it, to be looked at more than one way. We just want people to talk. Put your opinion out there. Put what you think out there based on some of these topics that came up. Hey, man, it's for discussion. Don't feel ashamed to say what you're saying in your mind or in your garage around two or three people. Don't be ashamed to come on a public radio and put it out there, man, let's talk about it. Let's see what people think. Let's see how people feel. You never know, man. It might change the minds of some people that might. They might find out that they want to take some kind of gamble. Or they might find out something that they didn't know that will cause them to take a gamble. So, hey, push the one button and tell us what you think about this. Go ahead, Sharon.
Texas Beast, your mic is open.
How y'all doing?
What up, Tony?
Man, you really got to take in consideration of whose board this is and where it's coming from. All that is a stab at certain people's pride to make them get out there and race at certain places here, there, in their own backyard. When they start paying for my car, they can tell me where to go and who I can and can't race. And people like me and yourself and certain people on that board, all that is right there is for them to force us to go out there and give people the back tire, the hit like everybody has. very few people have come up and said, let's just race. Tony Thorne says it's the best. Just get the other lane and let's race. You got a 50-50 chance. Doesn't matter about the motor and all that other crap. We both got to get from A to B. You know, when me and you race now, you know, you're the fastest car out there. Me and you race, nobody has a clue what we ran. I haven't ran anybody in circumstances for anybody to really judge. They can all sit back and guess because there's certain people out there that didn't want to race. You go out there and you beat the Texas beast, whoop its ass, however you want to word it. Yes, you won. People want to call and start jumping on me. Why didn't you do this before? I'm not as fast as people think as I am, but you don't know unless you try. And then they want to try to buy a race, or they want to say, hey, you need to come race here. I'll race my car wherever I want to race my car. I like going to certain places because they treat the racers with respect, not some kind of conniving or backstabbing or get paid in their pocket to make us go race somewhere else when exactly you know what they're doing. What are we, a bunch of stupid idiots? We know what's going on. That's why we go out of town and race. In my opinion, it's just a stab at pride to get us out there to give something up to race. That's all it is. I've tried to get many of these people to say two out of three. You can't beat me once and consider me Atomic Dog. You're on the phone. I'm on the phone. You beat me at San Antonio. You're going to race me again, and I'm going to race you again. When you whoop me like six, seven times, I'll leave you the fuck alone. I promise you. Or I'll go do something different. If I beat you six or seven times, you're going to leave me alone, or you're going to do something different. That's when you can sit back, as Tony Thorne says, I can't beat them. I don't want no more of them. As of right now, I'm not scared of anybody out there. But testing and tuning, a lot of these guys want to sit back and say, well, all you do is test. What the hell have you done for the last 4 or 5 years? Now you got your shit running, and now, as in myself or as in your case, we actually get them up and running, then they all want to, you know, they don't want to jump on you when you're running from A to B, but they want your ass when you can only make it 60 foot. Boy, everybody wanted to race me when I couldn't go past 60 foot. When that bitch went from A to B and then everybody shut up and stopped. Everybody left me alone. You go out there, you beat me, now everybody wants to race. We'll be at Denton at August the 9th at your race. Get your ass there, get the other lane, and let's see what we can do. If you want to do two out of three, we'll go off to the side, we'll talk about a back tire, we'll talk about a hit, and we'll talk about heads up just like King B did. You know, and then you've got other people that want to call you and set up a race with a car that's a chassis car or something that you just know you can't outrun. What are we, idiots again? I mean, make it fair and let's race. It's more about pride. It's becoming more and more about pride. Oh, I ain't racing. I ain't losing. I'm not scared to lose, guys. I've already lost many, many times. I can name them all, Travis Soar, all checkerboard, all of them. But like I told them, I'm going to go out and get something bigger, and I'm going to come back and fight again. I can't outrun you. Well, now that I got it, what's happening? Nobody wanted to race because I made one pass from A to B, and it stopped. Tony Thorne is the only one. I'll run you in the Mustang. We were going to race. He wrecked it, unfortunately. He's got it back up and running. We'll probably end up racing. But you're only going to go out there and race three or four races once you beat four or five of these guys. You might as well park your shit because you got to give the back tire. You got to give the hit. Hell, you might as well just send them the money because that's what's going on. And why everybody can't see it is crazy on me. Why all these guys that's been doing it for 30 or 40 years, they get on here and say, well, I've never been that way in 30 years. This is what drag racing has been, and it's what it's becoming. It's about pride. Nobody wants to lose. I could give a rat's ass as long as we all are doing what we wanted to do to start with is love to drag race. So what if you go 8-0? Hey, hands down to them, they're doing a good job. Maybe they are picking us races. They are doing a hell of a job off the trailer, and you got to give hands a nightmare. You know, you beat me, and you were on Batman's show, and you said, I'll give everybody a second chance. I gave you a fair chance. I'm asking for a fair chance back. If we need to talk off the phone, face-to-face somewhere, let's see if we can come to agreement and give the fans something they want. You may beat me again. I may beat you. But two out of three, man, that, to me that's fair. Atomic Dog, you want to go two out of three? Let's do it. You beat me three more times? Son, I'm not calling you no more. I'm going to leave you alone. And I'm going to move on to somebody else. Or I'm going to go buy me a bigger motor. And I'm going to come back and hopefully whoop you then. That's what drag racing is supposed to be about. Not about gimme, 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 gimme. I ain't racing. Oh, and then they get on there and take a stab at your pride. They're trying to push you in the corner to come out fighting because every promoter knows if you push a button long enough, they're going to say, well, fuck it, get the other lane. And then you get your ass beat, and they got what they wanted. They got their show. They got their money, and they walk off laughing. Well, that ain't going to happen in my book. I'm going to race my car. I'm going to lift my hood, and I'm going to let people see what I want to see, and that's it, or I'll park the son of a... That's my 2 cents.
And if certain people
don't like it, they got my number. Call me, and I'll tell you my 2 cents, because that's how I feel. Keep stabbing at the pride. You're going to unleash something eventually, and things can go bad either way on both parties, man. But let's start getting along, just like what you're doing with the shootout. There was more cars in that shootout than there would have been grudge racing if you would have finished the grudge race or the back half shootout that night at San Antonio. There would have been more because that's what everybody was looking forward to. You think I wanted to jump up there and race you right off the trailer? Mind you, you know, I know you and you know me, and I had a 50-50 chance just like everybody else. But I got you. I picked you. We picked each other. However we ended up, I took my chance. I got my ass beat, and I'm coming back. I'm personally telling you I'm coming back, and I will be glad to help you out of track, and I'll be glad to loan you anything, but I'm back to kick that ass, plain and simple. And that's it. That is my 2 cents sitting in the garage listening to your talk show.
All right, man. We appreciate you saying that, man. That's why we had this shootout. That's why it's going to happen August 9th. Man, anybody, you got money, put the money up and get in the big, big one. Or if you don't want to put money, get in the other one. Get in the one you think you got action with, man. Get side somebody, man. If you like what you see, ask the man, will you try for a little something and get on there, man. Let's do something. Let's get a fan something to see. Let's do us a little grudging while we're doing it. It's all about making action. It's all about fun. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some. Tony, you know, hey, we're going to see each other again. That's just part of the game. It ain't personal. It's just a drag race. It's just grudging. It's just fun. And however it come out, win, lose, or draw, man, the fans going to be excited to see it, and that's what we're trying to do. So, guys, don't let this be personal. Don't be scared to get up there and take a stab. Hey, do what you do. Just like the man said, some of these cars just come out, just getting going, you know, and people, like I say, they begging. Man, look, do what you do. Try to bring action. Try to make action. Take a chance. August 9th, there's a shootout going down. All these back ass we got here in the state of Texas and some of the surrounding states, come try your luck. Is anybody's game on that night, man? Let's do it. Have fun. Let the fans enjoy a great night action. Hey, we appreciate that, Tony. You got a top 10 list? You got a top 10 list you want to see? I know you said a lot, but how about a top 10 list? What are some of the top 10 people you like to see?
To race?
That's right.
Me and you?
We definitely going to do that. We definitely going to do that, man.
Nightmare.
Who was that?
Alley Cat, Nightmare, Travis. I mean, Travis is part of us, but, I mean, eventually it's going to have to happen. Peanut, one of Peanut's older cars, and obviously not one of the other ones. But, I mean, if it comes down to it, I will do what I got to do. I mean, there's a bunch of people out there. I don't want to go throwing names out because then, you know, you're going to get slammed on the board and the internet. Greg Green, you know, I'll race Greg Green as soon as he pays my punk out money. I mean, I've said that. I don't care. I mean, I will do it, but I want my punk out money first because he owes it. I owe Tony Thorne. I might give him something because that man has raced me. You know, we've had conflict, but every time we've raced each other, we've got to the side and we've talked and we raced. You know, so it's like there's a bunch of people. I think if you come up with the right scenario, maybe August 9th, you're going to have a lot of these cars out there. We're probably going to put on a good race, and it's probably going to be a good show in the long run. But if they're not going to get in the back half shootout, then is it considered really a grudge race, or what's the other one, or a class race? Well, it's class race, but it's a grudge shootout, and it's still grudge racing. No matter how you look at it, it's just August the 9th. It's just the best of the best with whoever they are that night. So just like what you're trying to do, and if you do another one, you do it again, and if you have 4 or 5 a year, then you could say, okay, hey, these are the top 5, 6 cars. Y'all want to do a shootout towards the end of the year for someone to get a belt or, you know, a trophy or money, whatever it is. Then you could actually say, hey, Alley Cat won one. Tracy 1-1, Ty McDog, or LeCown Carr 1-1, Texas Beast 1-1, and hell, let's throw Batman in there and he 1-1. You got five cars at the end of the year. Let's do something that everybody wants to go see, because we're still, you're still paying the racers the money, I mean, to show up and race. But anybody in their right mind don't think that $3,000, that's a lot of money. But all these cars out here spend way more than $3,000 to do what we're doing.
That's right, man. You're right, and that's what I'm aiming to do. That's why we're trying this, man. We got the last race of the year, man, and that's something that we're hoping to do, man, to put on, hey, the best of the best, man, even some of the cars that went around through the year, man, to do an elite deal and try to invite them eight cars and put a good pot out there, man, and let guys take a stab for it before we go into the 2015 season. That's what the start of this thing is, man. We just want to put it out there and give these guys something to shoot at. Hey, take a chance. Fastest car don't always win. At the end of the day, we really don't know who it's going to be. Okay, well, let's go to the line. Push the one button, fellas. I'd like to hear what other folks got to say. We got a lot of people, got a full show on here, a lot of people on here listening. We want some folks to come and speak their opinion. Push the one button. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Tell us who you want to see, why you want to see them, who's on the fake-ass racing list, how can you get off the list, who should be on. Hey, man, we got a lot of things to talk about. That's what this show is about. So push the one button. Don't sit back. Participate, man. We got you.
Freeman, your mic is open.
Come on, mute, Tree. Probably on
okay,
mute.
I'll leave him open until he comes. 512-1891, your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I can hear you.
Yeah, what's up, Pee-wee?
Oh, man. That thought didn't work. I like that little old deal. Oh, shit, I like the racing. I gamble. It don't matter to me because you look at all them cars, half of them can't get down the track. So, yeah, I like that. For a poor man like me, shit, I got a bag-ass car. I don't care if you're faster. You got to get that son of a bitch down the track every time. So that's cool. I like that. That's all I got to say. And I want to say one thing. Tinker, I want him. If he get on in, I'll let him know. He's been picking and picking. That's it. All I got to say. But I'll be at that back half deal. I'm on down.
Tinker, he's out there.
Look out, Trey.
Okay, was that Tree Man?
Yeah.
You got a little effort going on. What time? You buy internet or something?
Hold on for a second.
How about not?
I hear you, yeah. Come on with it.
No, man, I was going to ask you something. It was a statement you just made.
Hold up.
Just talking about the show. I ain't gonna ask you on the air, man, because I ain't on. If nobody feel like I'm picking on them or nothing. It's just some.
Hey, hold on, Tree Man. I got to stop you. You come on here and put the curiosity in the grudge world's mind about what you want to say, and then you put that thing in reverse and want to back out of it. Man, look at here. It's about grudge racing. It's about what a person thinks if a guy shouldn't wear it on his shoulder. Put it out there, man. What it is, man. It ain't nothing to go. You're not going to assassinate nobody's character that you don't think that can handle it. If you think they're that sensitive and you want to say it to me off air, that's a different story. But you think that they might wear it and you don't want to take it the wrong way, I can respect that. But Tree Man being the Tree Man that I know, that I don't give a damn, it is what it is, man, you're going to another area of me. So what you going to say, man? Let's see what you got to say.
Hey, I don't want to rule them boys wrong, man. I would just ask you, man to man, me and you, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, text it to me, I see it.
Tree Man, hold on, Tree Man.
This ain't the damn Tree Man I know. Tree Man, you must ate you a nice meal today. You must have had a good lunch today, man, and, you know, been enjoying yourself, feeling pretty good, man, you know. You sound like you're trying to humble yourself. Is this the Tree Man from Houston that got the
7.5 clean ass goddamn bad cabal. Is this that tree man?
Yeah, man, this ain't true, man, but goddamn, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to feel like I'm on that, yada, 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 you know.
This grunge racing, there's a lot of shit talking. Let me tell you something. I understand this, and I've been around this game for over 30-some years. Everybody not going to like what you say anyway. So, stay out with it. Hey, you know you got to have thick skin in this game. If you call yourself in the grudge game, you got to have thick skin. Everybody not going to be on your side. Some people going to hate in your face. Some going to hate behind your back. Some ain't going to do what they say they going to do. That's just part of it. People going to take pop shots at you. You can't wear it personal. It's just a part of it. If you can't stand this game, man, just kind of get back and get out of it. So, I mean, you know, say what you're going to say.
Like I said, I just asked you first and first. If it's something that, you know, concerned me or concerned my car, then shit, the sky's the limit, you know what I'm saying? But I asked about somebody else's stuff they might not want to. They might not.
All right, man. Well, you tell me about it out there, man. I see that tree man getting a little, he getting a little easy. He getting a little nice. And you must went to church Sunday. You must went to church. Next, you're going to be getting your dog.
What about the engagement part? What about the taking a chance part? What about the top 10 list? What about the fake-ass race list? Give your opinion about some of that stuff.
Come on, I'm going to answer that bell. And sure, you just feel this playing goddamn tree man, man. For the engagement, it's like this. If I come engaged. That means goddamn, if any two ways, anybody at that track can get it on, me and get on, we get on. I will give a damn. We got to turn the car back on the line. That's what I call it. I really want to engage. But I also know that you did say that you're trying to get them guys to get in the race, even if they ain't losing, you know, they're taking chance to win money. But then if you ain't got no nuts, you ain't got no nuts. I don't think it's about the money. Some of them dudes just can't stand a goddamn take a loss. A fucking loss is just a loss. It's just a race at the end of the day. I mean, I've been saying it. I've preached that for the last 2 years. You just ain't got no fucking nuts. That's the bottom line.
You're right, man. Some people, whether it's for the money and it's good money, some people just hate to get tired of car, and if they lose, man, I'm just saying like this. If you a grudge racer, class racer, whatever, athlete, whatever it is, any kind of competition, I don't give a damn if you playing dominoes. You going to lose sooner or later. You going to lose. Ain't nobody ever been in any competition and have lost. So, guys, don't be afraid to lose. You can lose. Go get stitches in your ass, get them sewed up, and come back and fight another day. People going to roo-ha. People going to ha-ha. People going to do what they want to on the Internet. If you expect them to do anything other than that, you're in the wrong game. People going, hey, I'm going to beat on their chest. So I'm going to talk about you bad if you lose. That's just part of it, man. That go with it. That's just, like you say, hey, people scared to lose. It's all about taking a chance. All about trying to race. All about having fun. You know, hey, we can all run down the track by ourselves. But, hey, if you don't want to bet the money on the side, you get in the shootout, you might get a tighter guy you might like. Bet the man a little something. If you don't want to bet, you're going for the track money. It's all a gamble. Hey, somebody got to come in second. Somebody got to come in second. That's just the way it is. So, man, Joe, that's where we're going with it, man. We're just trying to see. We want to get a lot of action out here. We want to get fans something to see. We want these cars to go down with each other. We want people to compete, try to go for this money. Hey, let it do what it do, man. You're going to be ready August 9th. You're going to be ready to look at you.
You run the blower car. You around the country, you got a lot of guys in the grudge game. They got pro mod car. They won't step up and run a blower car. You run the blower car. What you say, man? Don't make me no difference. Hey, we got a race. You going in action with a blower car?
Well, it's like this here, man. I asked that man for a race a year and a half ago, you know what I'm saying? His car went down, and he's been waiting to get back up. I mean, I'm pretty much standing by my word. I don't know how the car running. I don't know if the car running good or if it's running bad. I mean, beat me. If it don't, it don't. That ain't no big deal. It's just a race. I put it like this. Now, I'm going to leave it like that. I'm going to leave it just like that, man.
Tree Man, see you softening up, Tree Man. You would go say something. The whole Tree Man was going to come out. And then you put your hand back on the goddamn train brake button, held up. Goddamn Tree Man.
Well,
what's up with that?
I'm gonna make action. I'm gonna put it like that.
Oh, you definitely gonna make action. Everybody know you're a race. Ain't no shame about that. People know you're gonna make race. You got your car running pretty good. Hey, people like to see it. You hadn't been able to go side by side with nothing but a back half car lately, and I'm quite sure you laying dead to show them you a pro mart, you a strong pro mart, and you're going to make action. So one thing for sure, two pro marts going to be going at it August the 9th.
Hey.
What I hear, there might be a couple other pro marts in the house. What's happening?
I mean, if somebody want to try to sneak and get me down there, let them sneak and get me. I mean, but I'm going to put it like the other guy was putting it about 20 minutes ago. He was saying, shit, as long as you're going sideways quicker than every other way, everybody in the world want to see you. But then once you get straightened out, everybody ain't for the pussies. I mean, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up, but that's just how life is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. That's just how it is. They see you not getting down the track, blowing the tires off. You're right. They'll beat on their chest and say this and say that. You get your car worked out. You're right. I'm going to stay in the bushes, man. All right, then. Well, we're gonna go to the line and see what some of these other folks got to say. Let's see. I'm getting a text here. Let me read this text. Hold on. Somebody, I'm going to show somebody. I'm going to just show you how narrow the mind is. I got this text. Push the one button. This text, I said, if you in competition, everybody gonna lose. And I'm gonna show you how a man thought he was being smart and said, Floyd Mayweather is perfect. I said, if you in competition, everybody gonna lose. Before Floyd Mayweather was ever perfect, he was an amateur, and he lost some fights, too. So what I'm saying is if you in competition, you're going to be done took a loss, whether it's early in your career or late in your career, but whatever you're doing, that loss is coming. Floyd just undefeated for the last 30-something or 40-something fights, but I guarantee you, you go back and look at the history of Floyd Mayweather, you're going to see, even if you got to go back to his amateur career, he lost some fights. That's just part of it, though. That's coming from none other than Houston's own Big Dre. Big Dre known all over in the grudge world. That came from him, so I had to put that out there because Dre thought he had one up on me, but he didn't think about it. If he thought about it, he was just on top of the water. He ain't been deep. You got to go deep, Dre. You got to go deep. Anybody, sooner or later, unless you just starting your career and you're undefeated. But the people keep on living, keep on doing it. Sooner or later, you're going to take a loss. He might not took a loss in boxing, but he might have played one-on-one with some of his buddies, and he lost. A loss is a loss depending on what you're doing. That's just part of it. You can't win everything you do all the time for the rest of your life. That's just part of it. So, hey, guys, push the one button. Help us out with this topic. Help us out what you think. We want to know what you think about it. We want to know where it's going. Go ahead on, Sharon, go to the line.
You don't have any more hands up right now. Oh, yes, you do.
Nobody want to talk?
Yeah, you do. Hold on. I have to scroll back up. Jackie, your mic is open.
Tracy, Tree Man, what's going on?
What's up, Jackie? What do you say?
Oh, just out here working on this old hot rod, trying to get ready for the tree. See what we can do out there August 9th. I mean, I ain't really made a good pass yet, but when Peanut got himself in a little situation down in San Antonio, I called you to get a hold of Tree Man, and, man, I'm really excited about being able to do some racing. Race Tree Man, his car is running really good. I'm going to give him all the props in the world, man. His car is running good, and I look forward to racing him. I don't even think I'm at my best. I don't think I'm at my best right now, but you know what? I've been beat by everybody. But then again, I've beat some of the best. So I'm gonna get out there. I'm gonna get out there and make action before they put me back on that fake ass racial list. And I'm sure I've been on it before, but my car has been down. So now it's up and running. We're gonna start with Tree. Win, lose, or draw, we may race somebody else for the night's over. But it just depends on how everything goes. I'm just like Tree Man said, we're going to show up and try to bring some action, some excitement to the grudge racing game. And, man, that's what I mean. Look, when it comes to grudge racing, it's like this, guys. Bet what you can afford to bet. You know, don't bet your house payment. Everybody can patch in. Y'all can come up with some big money if everybody patches up. But bet what you can afford to bet. You know, this is a sport. We all got to have some kind of camaraderie at the track. And, Tracy, you know as well as anybody, if you need anything, y'all come to my trailer, and I'll try to help y'all do what I can do for anybody out there. But when we get in them lights, I'm trying to tear your head off, rape you, murder you, anything I can do, run you in a wall, catch you on fire, whatever you got to do so I can get to the finish line. And once I cross that finish line, I'm going to get out and help you. But, shit, if we get from A to B, I'm trying to win.
That's
my definition of a grudge racer.
That's what it's all about, Jack. That's why I say, you know, you stepped up, you know, you're getting your car together, you're taking on Tree Man for that race, man. I'm quite sure that's going to be an exciting race for the fans to see. Man, it's about taking a chance, it's about getting out there, trying to put a show on for the fans and trying to do what we all love to do. Man, these topics out here for discussion. People, you know, I'm quite sure this line is full. There's a lot of people on here lifting all over. Man, hey, chime in, give your opinion, put it out there for the grudge world to know. We like to know what you feel about it, what you think about it. We like to know who are some of your people on the top 10 list you like to see. Man, this is something you want to try to put a show together. Man, it's a lot of cars out there. Like I say, people, if you look on the internet lately, you see Nightmare. Nightmare and them are having a good time. They partying, they beating on their chest. You can't get mad at Nightmare and them for beating on their chest. They 8-0. I would like to be 8-0. I'm quite sure you would like to be 8-0. Man, them guys are 8-0. They running their program the way they run it. Sooner or later, you know, they going to suffer a loss to be the elite. But Nightmare, in my opinion, again, here I go. The elite, they going to have to take some chances and sometimes step out the box a little bit in this game. The man right now, you have got to go out to them because they will race. They 8-0. You didn't get 8-0 by not racing. Guys, hey, we want to know if there's a top 10 out there of people you would like to see. Who are some of those matchups? Who would you like to see? We have two back half shootouts going to be going there at North Star August the 9th. Man, we're going to have some of the baddest back halves here at the race. Man, it's going to be some racing. That's free money out there for the racing. Guys going to bet a little bit on the side. If they feel like they got action at it, man, this should be some good competition. It ain't the way you got it, just extreme backhand. You got some of these guys that won't get in because you got people like the Hyde in. You got people like the Birdman in that people just feel don't want to go against them. We got another backhand class. You can go at it. Man, you got it's about making action, fans. It's about giving these fans something to see. Hey, at the end of the day, it's racing. We want to know what we can do, who you like to see, and we need to get some of these names off this premature, fake-ass racer list that's surfing around on the internet. Hey, if you're on that list, you might not feel like you won, and again, you might. You might not feel like you deserve it, but it's people's opinion. They can put on that internet what they want you, get out there and do you do. It don't necessarily, for me, people putting that on the list make me go out there doing nothing other than what I'm going to do. So people look at it. Some people do it to try to wire you. But when you got your own game plan, you run your own program, you do it how you want to do it. So, hey, push the one button, guys. I'd like to hear what some of those folks got to say. We got to make action. Race is coming up on us soon. We got to find ways. Anybody want to lock me in tonight, I take a stab and do a lock-in. I'm just trying to get my foot wet. Don't make no difference. Push the one button, somebody. No, what happened?
Look here, man. I'm going to say this here. You say, well, 10 races that you want to see or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this here, man, on that subject. Well, I told people, I like to see old Bill Man Tiger at it, man, because on any given night, any one of them cars will win. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't never really seen, even though that's a turbo in a night, I ain't never really seen two cars that, well, I'm going to put it like this, in the past that been just that much evenly matched. So, shit, I mean, when two cars that hook up here, you never know who to bet with, man.
That's right, man. Hey, when Birdman and Hyde hooks up in them cars, it's whoever make the trip. You know, I hadn't just really seen both of those cars, and they make clean passes. You know, one might shake a little bit at the pedal a little bit. One might get a little crooked, but all in all, that's part of the grudge racing, man. It's hard. It is very hard to get two high-power cars both making a perfect pass every time. So it's a hit and miss. That's why, hey, man, you can be the better man on this night. Come back the next night. Might not be as good. August the 9th, they stepping up. Birdman just got their new power plant. They're going to be laying there to try to get some battle with that thing. And, hey, we know what Hyde do. Hyde and them, that's their home track. They can make it down that track. They got two of the best people tuning on that car. So, hey, man, we live to be in for a heck of a show that night with the two of the top baddest back halves going at it. Then again, if Motion Racing get his program together, we know he got a beat. He never feared neither one of them cars. So, man, we'll see what happens. There ought to be some action. So that's what it's all about, man.
Chris, you're my
go ahead.
I'd just like to express my opinion on what the rest of the Texas 10 has said, that, you know, I'm out there to have fun. Yeah, I own the Love Truck, and, yeah, Kenny Duke ain't driving no more, and, you know, I open my mouth to Tony Thorne, and I'm welcome that chance. And Donye, Tracy, y'all didn't call me Sunday, but we talked a little bit on Facebook, and I'll go the same deal with them as last time, 250 on 1,000. Because, you know, we do, yeah, a race isn't 60 foot. Like the picture shows on Facebook, it's 660, and, hey, I'll welcome that rematch anytime. I may be crazy, I may not, but I'm out there to have fun. I'm not gonna bet my house payment, like Jackie said. Jackie's my tuner. I trust him with everything. I think he's one of the best out there, and just like we all believe in him, I'm out there to have fun and give a show to the fans. And I may open my mouth sometimes and overstep my boundaries, but you know, heck with it. At the end of the day, it's a 50-50 chance, and that's all I got to say.
Hey, I hear you, Chris, man. You're doing your thing. Hey, Donye's supposed to call. He told me that he'll call me on Sunday. I have not talked to Donye yet. He hadn't called me, so I don't know exactly what his situation is right now. So, but if he do call, I let him know. I will make a personal call to him tomorrow.
Okay.
And let him know you hadn't called me.
We talked a little bit on Facebook. There were some comments made. You know, hey, I posted that picture where we gapped him about half track. Hey, that's all well and fine. Well, we've been doing some things, and I'm ready for August 9th, and feeling real good about it. And if he's going to come down here, I'm not going to disappoint him. I'm not going. I will not pay punk out money. If my truck is running and things are going good, I will not pay punk out money to Tony Thorne or Donye. I will give them what they want, and all they got to do is beat me. So,
okay.
I mean, I'm not going to get into it to have him come down here for a 250 on a 1,000. I'm going to get up in the other lane, and we're going to do what we do. I'm a man of my word. And, you know, right now I'm concentrating on them two, and then we'll go from there.
All right, man. We know you're going to do your thing, Chris. Keep doing what you're doing. You're going to be in the house August the 9th with the Love
yep.
truck. So, hey, man, just hang in there. We'll see what happens, man.
Yep.
If anybody ever want to step up and challenge that Love truck, hey, the man looking for action. So anybody want to lock in, they got a call out they want to do, man, push the one button. Man, the lines are full.
Yep.
People on here, we got a lot of people listening. Guys,
yep.
this drug show is for everybody. We like to know, what do you feel, what do you think, what do you like to see come the rest of 2014? I
yep.
got a text I want to read it. Somebody was about Nightmare. I got a text from somebody saying, hi, Nightmare, 8-0, are they counting last year? From my understanding, last year was last year. So this is 2014, so they 8-0. That 8-0, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe they're calling the 8-0 from what they done in 2014. If I'm wrong on that, somebody push the one button and say, no, they count some last year wins too. But, you know, 8-0 is 8-0 regardless. So you don't want to water down, take nothing from them. The guys 8-0, somebody just got to knock them off their throne. Nightmare, Cliff, y'all got to take the gap. Come outside that box a little bit. You want to be known with the best of the best that'll do it all in the Gruers game. So, hey, man. Who we got, Sharon?
Hater Shaker, your mic is open.
How y'all doing out there? What's up, Tracy?
What's up, Hater
Shaker? Hey, Tracy, I got a question, man. I mean, it sounds good, man. I mean, you know, everybody bring action here and there. But just kind of curious on something, man. I mean, do it really matter? I mean, if the hypothetically speaking, since this subject is up there now, the 8-0 action, does it really matter if it was last year or this year? I mean, I understand you. Is it a cutoff date? I mean,
no. I said 8. No, I got a text. I was reading the text. I said 8-0 is 8-0.
Right.
In my opinion, 8-0 is 8-0. If you carrying on and you won your last three of the year and then you still winning this year, you 8 straight from time that you race. So 8-0 is 8-0. You know, I don't think, you know, if a guy at the end of the year still going undefeated and be 15-0 going into 2015, that guy's 15-0. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
it is what it is, man.
Right, that's what it is. But also, man, on August 9th, man, are you going to have any small-talk calls? Not so much a small-talk calls, but calls without being backhashed, you know, that's going to be on the roster.
Right now, man, we got a 7-0 deal. We're going to do a jackpot. But like I said, we got a full program, man. We got $3,000 extreme back half, a $2,500 back half. We got $1,000. Motorcycle ET, and we got $1,000 580 with a jackpot 7-0. So we got a pretty full program along with some grudging. So, you know, it's hard to do everything at every event. We just trying something, man, to see how we can make some action. So, you know, if a guy got a car and he want to get in the jackpot deal, you know, we invite him to do that. He got a car, he want a grudge. Hey, we invite him to do that. But it's hard to put on a program just for every single category. I did the shootout because there's a lot of back half cars around here. There's a lot of back half cars around here, and a lot of back half cars look like some of the conversations have been the extreme type back ass and the regular type back ass. Now, extreme, when you hear people say extreme, what makes it extreme? I'm just going to say some of those guys, they got their mega motors, and their car run good, and you got some of them guys that got them mega turbos and their car run good, you get in where you fit in. The extreme, only thing about those guys that want to get in, they got to put up $500. If we get four cars in it, that's going to make a $5,000 pot. If we get eight cars in it, that's going to make the pot even higher. So therefore, the money go up. When you go to the extreme, you got a chance and more money. Regular back half, free entry fee. Ain't going to cost nothing, but you got $2,500 to take a stab at. So, you know, hey, man, it's about doing it for the fans, trying to get a racist, give something back for the racist, trying to put on a nice program, man, and let it do what it do.
That's what's up, man. That's good, man. That's good. Well, man, I just got off pressure this week, man. So on this weekend, I will be making a few stings and probably going down on somebody's ace, trying to blood some nose myself. So everything go well, man. I will try to make that trip. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, man. Hey, good luck with your car, man.
All right, bro.
All right. Okay, go to the line, share next caller.
No more hands up right now.
No more hands up. You got a lot of people on here, got a full show. Wonder why some of these folks are so quiet, but you see so much stuff float around on the internet, and you hear people talking about the fake-ass racer, or you hear people talking about who they like to see, and you have guys that, I'm going to put it like this. I'm just going to throw a list that I like to see. I like to see the top 10. I'm going to say the top 6. The top 6. And hopefully we can see it in Denton, August the 9th. The top 6. Baddest back halves go at it in one shootout, and then I like to see the top 12 or 16 regular back halves go at it. World Brothers National, we had 12 or 14 cars get in the back half. And all those cars that got in the back half were from Texas. All those cars were from Texas. So here we go again with opportunity to make that even better. So people like to see that. And for the smaller top stuff, some of the cars I like to see, I'm going to say with the 29s, we got a lot of guys trying the 29s around here. Jermaine's supposed to be in the house with the Obama boo. He's looking for action. You know Tony Thorne always going to be looking for action. You got the 10-fold boys going to be looking for action. You know, you got Jake Kim. I believe they got 28. They're always looking for action. So you have the Pro Mart. I know Tree Man, Jackie Divas going to do their thing. I'm just saying, I hear there will be a couple more promos on the property, so we haven't had a whole lot of big-time promos action here in Texas, period, in the grudge game. We thought we was going to see it in San Antonio. It didn't happen. Hopefully we'll see some of these guys go at it August the 9th. But then again, man, you got a platform for the fans to see some very fast Texas cars make action. And in the grudge side, a lot of people sitting back trying to pick their poison. I hope me and Travis Orr get it on. I'm quite sure the grudge world want to see that. If not, me and the Texas Beast might get it on again. And then, hey man, we trying to do what we do. Peanuts say the reason why people his name came up won't see him race. Peanuts say they won't race him. Certain cars won't race him. Hey, is that true or not true? We want to see some of these cars go into battle. We want to see some of these cars go into battle. If you on this phone tonight and you got a call out, or you got somebody you want to go down on, God, don't be shy. Push the one button, let the Grudge World know you trying to make action, you trying to lock in, you trying to do what you do and give something for the fans to see. Hey, man, it's just sport. We do it because we love it. We ain't going to get rich at it. We're just for a little wager. It's just for a lot of fun. And more than anything, bragging rights. People beat on their chest. Hey, help me out with this, man. What would you like to see? Who would you like to see? Somebody push the one button. Everybody sitting here listening, letting me do all the talking. You know, I can talk all night. Somebody come out them bushes. Step up. Ragtop Field, I don't know if you're on here, but your name was on that list. And I know if you knew you was on that list, you kind of vocal. You can be kind of vocal. Hey, come on here and defend yourself, man. Don't take it personal. Peanut, if you on that list, make sure back me up. I didn't put a false statement out there. You said people won't race you. Now, we know to hide a Birdman would race you, but you saying other than them, nobody else would race you. Your name is on that list. If your name is on that list, don't duck your tail and hide. Let the girls will know or come on here and make your call out on somebody you like to race. Push the one button. Let's see what we got, Sharon. What we got? We got anything?
Jackson, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Can y'all hear me?
Hey, what up, Jackson?
Hey, what's up? I just want to ask you a question, man. You know, I know a lot of people say that, you know, as far as like their record, you know, just different people. Does, if somebody pays Punk out, meaning they pay Punk out not because their car broke, but does that count toward a loss, or does that go toward their record, or is that null and void? And I'm about to go back on mute because I got my daughter with me and we walking in the store.
Okay, let me tell you my opinion. If you pay Punk out, you giving that guy a win. I mean, it's just Punk out is what it is. That man locked in to race you. If you didn't race him, that's like a forfeit. You forfeiting your loss, but it costs you to forfeit that loss. So you lost your Punk out money. So you'll have to put it on the side of the guy with a win. Why? Because we grudge for a little money, and if that guy got paid because you didn't race, he got to consider that, if best at all, at least a half a win. It got to go, my opinion, toward the win section because you receive money, and if you grudge, 9 times out of 10, you grudging for money. So whether you receive it on a win or a punk out, I say at most, it got to count at least for half a win in the win column. And it got to count for the other guy if he paid it as a loss, so it's on the forfeit side. That's just my opinion. If anybody think it should be different or have a different opinion about it, hey, let us know. I see we got Tinkerbell on here. Tinkerbell, your name was on the big-ass list, too. I don't know why exactly your name was on that call. At Temple, you did. You just come out and you with your car. You took a chance. You took the move from a car. Hey. And he got away, but you stepped up and took a move for him. Some of the other guys, I know you calling out, y'all just hadn't made it, actually hadn't locked up yet. But, hey, push one button, tell me what you think about it, because your name is on there. I noticed for the last 2 or 3 weeks, you kind of been sitting back and being quiet on here. Once you push the one button, let them guys know how you feel and what you think about your name being on that fake-ass racer list.
Now, Tracy, are you really waiting on Tinker to push the one button?
I can't believe that Tinker done went quiet. See, this is the deal. I know Tinker's going to push that one button. His name is on that fake-ass racing list. He did race at Temple when he just got his car going out. He did take the move from a guy. He did try to run another guy heads up, and that guy paid the punk out money. So, you know, maybe some folks are calling him out. He hadn't stepped up to the plate. What's the reason being? I don't know. He would have to answer that to the Grudge fans, what it is. Tinker, don't make me pull you out them bushes. I'm stating that you're on that list. What do you feel about it? What do you think about it? Let the girls grow know, but you got to remember, before you ever got going, you were pretty vocal. You were pretty vocal about your stance with your car. When people put you on the list, come up and defend yourself, man. It's just a matter of opinion, their opinion against yours. You were vocal then. You might well be vocal now. Don't duck your tail and hide. Man, you up under Atomic Dog camp, and you know me. I got a big mouth. I ain't going to duck my tail. I'm going to keep talking. Some going to like it. Some not going to like it. Sooner or later, they're going to see me in the water box. I'm trying to get in the water box. I know you're trying to get in the water box, too. So all the people got to do is just keep watching. Win, lose, or draw, it's going to go down. So push the one button, man, and answer that. What do you feel about that? Anybody else want to come on and comment? Anybody else want to come on and give their opinion about it? Tell us about what you want to see, man. Help us out, man. We got a lot of people on here, a lot of people I know that generally speak. For some reason, they're not speaking. Man, the Grudge fans want to hear from you. Push the one button and let them know. It's just your opinion. Don't come on here and feel like that you're going to sound stupid or it don't sound right. Remember, man, it's your opinion, how you look at it, what you think about it. You just expressing it to the Grudge world. You never know, man. You might come on here and somebody hear you say something. It might get you in the water box. I'm keep receiving these texts. Open Tinkle's mic. He said he pushed it 40 times. Open Tinkle's mic up.
Okay, Tinker. I'm going to open up your mic, but it only takes one time, Tinker. You push it 40 times, that means that you're pushing, putting yourself in and out, in and out, in and out. You're the only
well, let me in, because I heard what you said. Wait, no, Tinker, to push
only,
the one button. Yeah, I push it 40 times. Just open my mic up. Open
it. You're the only person whose one button doesn't work.
Yeah.
And you watch your tone. You watch your tone talking to Miss Sharon, Tinker. Before I call you
who
out.
Is that talking?
Before I lock you in for
that?
The night, homeboy.
Who
yeah.
is that talking?
Your worst
speak, your worst. Who is that?
Your worst.
I ain't got no nightmare. I don't have a nightmare. I don't even have nightmare.
Well,
bad
ass dreams. You have bad ass dreams then. Yeah. You better not.
No,
get
I had neither of the bug. None of the bug. None of the platform of bug.
Go on talk. Go on talk. Before I have you peeing in the bed. You better go on talk. I have you having to witness.
Hold it. Hey, sir, I know it's a hater sticker.
You
I know I'm going to take a
talk. I got an arm pushing
lock out. In. Say lock it. He's locked
yeah.
in. I'm going to lock both of us in. I'm going to put the lock money up. All you got to do is pay the rest when you get to the goddamn gate. I'm going to lock both of us in right now for the night. Your bad ass.
I believe you.
I'm
going
to be a shot to lock both of us in. I'm going to be a shot to lock both of us in.
Goddamn.
All you got to do is pay the rest when you get to the goddamn gate.
Go ahead on and finish the conversation, man. You know
I
want
to put that fake-ass racing shit up there. Who put that shit up there? I want to see how bad they are, fake ass race. I want to run that goddamn man. Who are putting up that trace? Batman?
I can't put it out on who put it on that call. I don't know.
I tell Hater Shake it's probably one of those fake ass friends. I want to run all this goddamn friends. All the motherfuckers that was on the show that day.
I got
a list.
Who you want to run, Tinker?
Hater Shake all them fake takers, all them do one of them motherfuckers. Hater Shaker, fake taker, and Big D, all the motherfuckers. And he can
right.
and Undertaker get it out the trailer. I don't give a damn.
If y'all on the line, y'all can defend yourself. The man is
yeah.
calling you.
Lock
that
ass in for the night.
If you're on here, push the one button, defend yourself.
Man, I'm not worried about that dude, Tracy. That man just selling wolf cookies. Man.
Okay, well, get out the phone. Get out the phone. Mute his mic, Tracy. Mute his mic. I'm trying to lock his ass in. I'm trying to lock his ass in. Well, get up. Mute his mic. Mute his mic. He shouldn't be talking.
I tell you what I do. I tell you what I do, sir. I just got
run your ass back up in that tree. Run your ass back up in that tree.
On next to. Oh, no, sir.
I hope a storm come through here and knock you down out that tree.
Ain't no goddamn tree. But I'm going to tell you like this here. I'm going to knock that tree down on your ass. I promise you that. You go, sir.
I'm not
going to
say you ain't. I won't say you ain't. I won't say you ain't.
This weekend.
I won't say you won't.
Wait, get your hot ass down here this weekend then. Get on down here this weekend.
Lock it in. Get your ass on down tonight.
Get on
That's why I want you on tonight. I want you on tonight.
Get down here the weekend, goddammit, and you got your race. I'll lock you 500 or 1,000 right now, sissy.
I'll lock your ass on tonight.
You sit back there. You don't even call
the motherfucker. You don't even call the motherfucker.
You scared motherfucker. The choice to tell you get my airport, you goddamn atomic puppy. Then he tell you if you get on that airport, you show him sit down some goddamn well. That is wrong with you.
Mute is my case. Don't follow him, Mother Trace. I ain't got time for the mute, Mike. He's trying to be a comedian. I'm trying to read. We got two different things we try to do. We got two different things we try to do. He's trying to be a comedian, and I'm trying to raise.
Come say it. You locked in.
Mute his mic, Chase. Mute his mic, man. He ain't going to do nothing. We hold him to show.
Hey,
call Undertaker. Call Undertaker. Mute his mic. Mute his mic, Chase. He's trying to be a comedian, I'm trying to raise. We got two different things. We got two different things.
I'll pay for your gas. I'm fresh off the wrench. I'll pay for your gas Saturday. Now, what you want to do, sir?
I want to lock you on the night. That's what we talk about. August night. Can we talk about August night?
What you
want to
do this weekend? What you want to do this weekend?
Yeah. No, I don't want to do that the weekend.
Okay, well, sit your ass down and shut up. Who told you to talk?
Okay, I will.
Day?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Whatever you need to
move on, sir.
But I bet you better not be at that motherfucking track on the night.
Yeah. Moving on to the next caller, sir. Yeah.
Face out the next one, please, face. I'm trying to lock somebody in. I ain't trying to listen to a crack joke to him. We'll do that shit later.
I just said lock it in for Saturday. Lock it in. I'm fresh off the wrench. Lock it in. Baby.
August 9th, Saturday. What's the
banner and lock it in.
Okay.
What's the problem? Do you need to borrow a rental truck?
I'll call Undertaker for you.
I'll call Undertaker for you. You need a rental truck? Say for shit? That's between you and Undertaker.
That's between you and Undertaker.
Okay, then. Don't come with me with that, man. Hell. I want to raise. What you want to do?
I can't do nothing on this weekend. I can't do it this weekend.
All
what about
right.
August
right.
night?
Once I
so
get this weekend
in?
Out the way, when I get this weekend out the way, I will call you. I'll be on the show next Tuesday. How
okay,
about
Tracy,
that?
Tracy, mark it on your calendar. We're going to call him back. I'm going to call him back out next Tuesday.
Shit.
Put that on calendar.
Yo, loco-ass dude, man. What the hell?
And I bet you don't come out. I bet you don't come out, Tracy. You want to bet 50 on that? I bet he don't run me. You want to bet 50 on that?
You better ask somebody.
I bet your ass don't. You scary motherfucker. No, sir.
You ain't got no balls.
I will run.
Trust me. Believe me.
We're going to see. Lock it in for the night, then. Lock it in for the night.
Shit. You lock it in for this weekend, you lock it in for the night. How about that?
Let your flap hang and lock it in for the night.
Lock it in for Saturday. I'm locking your ass in for the night. How about that?
I won't make it to Saturday, man. Sometimes I tell
okay,
you.
Well,
I can't make
your
it to Saturday.
Up, then. Well, shut up talking
oh,
to me.
God
Move
damn,
on, sir. Shit. That's bullshit.
Goddamn comedian.
I'm dumb with that. Move on, sir.
All right. Who else were you calling?
Let me see.
You didn't call me,
Undertaker.
Hey.
Pee-wee, let me tell you something, Pee-wee.
You called everybody's name but mine. I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to defend myself. See, and it took Tracy to get you on that telephone. I've been trying to get y'all last
Pee-wee.
To make
I heard happen. You, Pee-wee, but, man, you wasn't talking about shit, Pee-wee. You're another hater shaker. I don't have time for that, man. I'm trying to lock some in. I'm trying to do something for the fans, man. I ain't trying to do nothing to be comedian on this goddamn show. I'm trying to do something for the fans. Fuck what y'all talking about.
You got to raise me. So me and you, August the 9th. I'll lock it in when
August
I see
August the
9th? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you there, motherfucker, yeah.
And I'm going to rock it.
How y'all going to do it? Both of y'all said August 9th. How y'all going to do it?
I'm going to
do it, Pee-wee.
When I meet you in that gate, that's how we're going to do it. I don't have to have contract money I play. If I meet you and I got my car, you got your, and if you say, man, I don't want to do it, then you pay me. I'm a man about money. I'm gonna be a man. I'm gonna come to you like a man.
All right,
I don't want
Pee-wee,
to feel this goddamn radio
Pee-wee.
Talking about locking nothing. I'll see you.
Pee-wee.
Yeah.
Let me get these other people out the way, and I'll talk to you in a minute.
Don't call me begging and telling me you're sorry, because you got to run me, buddy. I'll holler at you later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Pee-wee.
You better keep that. You better tell you what. You better not be on the premises. I tell you that. You said my family. That's what you told me. I'm going to show you.
That's
I'll
boy,
pop up boy. Anyway. You don't have to see me anyway. Because I ain't fake. So you got the right way. You shouldn't have done it. So that's when we'll do it. August the 9th. I'll let you later.
Pee-wee, you going to have your car there August the 9th, Pee-wee?
What the fuck I just tell you?
Hold on. Hold on right there. Hold on. I want you to hit the brake. Is your car running right now?
Don't worry about that, see. You
just answer my question. Just answer my question. Get your call running right now. Okay. Get your call running. Tell me, get your call running right now.
I ain't going to tell you no more information, but August the 9th.
Chase,
we
can you just ask this man if this call, do he got all special right now?
You going to see.
Chase, hello. Chase, man. Chase. Chase. Can you ask that man if he got all special right now, please?
Did I not?
So this is what I'm saying.
This is what I'm saying. If you read that, I understand what you're saying. Okay, but listen. If the majority rule over that, I can't do nothing about it. Only thing you can't do about it is change it. You're not there right. And let me show you something. Hold on. Let me tell you. You don't let me finish talking. Y'all want to know. I'm giving y'all an answer for everything.
Go ahead.
Let me finish saying this. Okay. If that's what that is and you are just that, I guess what the only thing you can do is get out there and race and clear it up. Because, you know, right now this is what they're saying. They're saying is this. Until we see these people that's only been for racing, they land and start just taking off. Now, some will be able to get on there, too, because they're watching everything. Like I said, I am just a man, but it's not me. I'm the president of it. I'm the president of it, but the thing is this. Let me show you something. I got a Congress, okay? And this is what they're saying. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. Don't get mad at me, racer and fans. This is what numerous people done said on this phone. Now, I know there's some truth to a lot of this shit, but just like you said, you got a question about yourself, Tracy. And Peter, whoever it is, now Peter can't get a race. Now, when you can't get a race, no, you're not a fake ass racer. I tried to veto that with Peter, but they said that because of the GTO and when y'all had y'all being out there at the Dallas Raceway, Peanut had Mr. Fosby come out there knowing that the GTO wasn't ready. See, this is what they want. See, people watch me. People think people don't watch. But this is what all this came up to while Peanut is on that list. But I'm just telling you this is, the only way you can clear up is you got to get out there and race. And this stands for any and everybody, like including myself. So I don't want nobody to take it personal that I said this. This just come from the voice and the fans. So that's the reason why it was put on them. Now, I'm going to tell you
this. Batman, watch this. Now, you got to call money when you see it. All right? You talk about Dallas Raceway. The man didn't show up, they paid the fuck out. I pulled the race tree, man. I broke. I paid the fuck out. I went to Rockingham, they paid the fuck out. You see what I'm saying? So if you're locked up with a person and the race don't happen because the shit happened, that's just a part of it. Alright, now here we are this year. I just come out with my car, one event, and tried to race, and people didn't race. So if they didn't race me, do they supposed to be added on that list? If they was on this radio talking about racing me and didn't race me, do they should be added on that list?
I understand what you're saying, but listen, I understand what you're saying. This is where this came from. This ain't came from this year, Trace. This came from back then, okay? So that's what I'm telling you. This is where it started back then in 2013 at your last event. This is where it started. I think it was your last event, I believe.
At my last event in
2013,
I paid
when Mr. Fox became that, that's when it started. So I'm telling you
I paid the punk out of that event, the tree man.
Okay, but listen what I'm saying, man. Two things gonna happen here. I'm going to say this again. Hey, man, this is all for fun. I don't want nobody taking it personal. See, that's what's wrong with race right now. Everybody takes shit personal. And like I said, everybody's dealing with these damn cars. And you and I know these two, Tracy. How many motherfuckers that came to goddamn San Antonio and sat on the trailer and sat around? Answer that for me.
A whole lot of them, but I was the one trying to race, and they sat around and
Hold on, Tracy. This is what I'm saying. Just hear me out, man. Okay, but what I'm trying to say is, you know, a lot of them get on this talk show, and they say what they're going to do, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that, and then when it comes to it, you put your ass in the talk show, and you know what happens. They don't want to fight. So I'm saying to you is, that's considered, to me, when you get on this talk show, you talk that shit, and then you don't show up, or something like that. Now, don't get me wrong. If you got a family matter, a family emergency, anything, hey, man, I can understand all that, okay? But when you know that you're a champion track, and you're a special athlete of the track, you don't talk to all this shit, and you catch the tune and you're not ready. See, this is why I was talking about on my talk show yesterday. All this congratulations, because that's where it's originally coming from. And the only thing we're trying to do as a group, get this race jump started again, because it don't make no sense. I don't give a damn who this event it is. It don't make no sense for all of us to go to these events and everybody sitting around, but then too, when it comes to Monday or Tuesday or even Friday, they go to talk your shit. And you don't know how to get to the event with your car. So what I'm saying to you is, my thing,
go ahead.
My thing is this. My thing is this here. The jump start did, and I said I was going to do it at the beginning of the year. And I said I was going to do it. They can get mad if they want to, but like I said, man, it is what it is. My thing is this year. Don't talk no shit if you ain't ready to grudge right.
Hey, man. So if they talk shit, they don't race where they stand.
Wait a minute, say it again now.
If they talk shit and then don't race, where do they stand?
If they talk shit and then they don't race, but you got to listen. I know where you're going with this race. I'm real sharp at this now. Don't stop it.
Hey,
let me tell you this.
I don't want you to contradict yourself with your statement because you have, and I'm just trying to get clarification.
Wait a minute. This is what I'm saying. This is the rule of the regulations to this, man. And this is where it falls down to, because I'm telling you, it's getting very discussed. About 20-some people, for real, man, on the phone. There's no bullshit. I just didn't do this by myself. But I'm telling you this is how it falls down to.
You can't have 25 people. You got to be objective. I know, but pay attention to what I'm going to say. You can't have 20 biased people. You have to have people that's going to be objective. Okay, now, come on.
I
hope you understand what I'm talking about.
Listen, all these 22 I'm talking about, they're very active. They done ran everybody, man. Trust me, they're very active with their own car. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There ain't nobody.
There ain't nobody that ain't been racing.
These are guys that racing.
But I ask you a question. If a person beat on their chest, if they don't race, where do they stand?
If a person don't race, and they go on the talk show, and they lock in, and they don't race, you're taking that race. See, my thing is this. Okay, you can talk shit, but I tell you about that. You bump, lock some shit up. You don't even know how real you is. But see, just like you've been talking all year about this lock-in shit to me, I believe in the code of lock-in. Because I'm going to tell you something. That's going to stop a lot of that bullshit. That's going to either you're going to get on the pot or you're going to get off of it. Because, see, a lot of people do a lot of studio talking, like I said everybody else. Lock the shit in. Just lock it in. You hear that word about all the bullshit. Your ass don't go up. You're on lock-in. And then you're a fake-ass racist.
Hey, Batman.
Yeah.
So lock-ins can come at any time, right?
You said what now?
Lock-ins can come at any time, right?
To me, honestly, personally, I think the lock-in need to come before the race.
No, wait a minute. You got folks come to a race, and they get to talking shit, and they lock in right
at
the race.
Yeah, but you're right. You can lock in at the track. You're right.
So
you can lock in at the track.
A lock-in can come at any time, right?
Yeah, a lock-in can come at any time. You're right.
Okay, so if a person beat on their chest, now, here I go, because I'm just showing you, you're contradicting yourself. I have to.
No,
you ain't. Wait a minute, let me just show you. If you were at a track and a person beat on his chest and say lock in, and then they, at the race, a person come to that person and try to lock that person in, and that person don't lock in, you said they're a fake-ass racer, right?
But unless they ain't been talking about
the
portal,
Unless they ain't been locked in before. Let me say it again. A lock-in can come at any time. Let's get that established. People were locked in at the race. A lock-in can come at any time, right? A lock-in can come at any time, right?
Listen, give me a favor.
If somebody came to you at the track to try to lock you in and you won't race them, what do you fit?
Uh-oh.
If a person came to the track and you lock them in and they ask for you, you don't consider that a fucking goddamn fake-ass racist.
They don't have to ask for you. You can ask for them. So don't see, this is what I'm trying to get you about being objective. When you be objective, you got to look at it more than just the way you got it planted in your mind. you contradicting yourself with your statement, and I'm just showing you how the contradiction coming out. You can't say one thing and then come back and say a different thing. Lock in, and they don't have to come to you. You can go to them. You can know that they've been talking shit to you, and you've been beating on your chest, and then they can come to you and try to lock you in, and they know you've been beating on your chest, and if you don't lock that person in, I ask you, what did they fit?
Wait a minute, you got a lot of noise in black out there. I can barely hear you. Say it again.
I just got rid of the noise. You had no excuse. I got rid of the noise.
I'm just Batman, I'm just talking to you, Sheriff. Person talking about a lot of
shit. Okay, hold up.
Hold on, I got some noise, I can't hear.
It must have been coming from whatever mic that Batman was on or whoever phone Batman was on, because when I muted that phone, some of the noise went away. Now, Batman, you get smart with me on this phone, I will get smart right back at your ass. So watch your mouth.
Hold on, Batman. Let that go. Me and you talking. I'm just trying to get something straight. People raised, but a lot of people didn't race.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
regardless of that, me and you saying to it, we got something in common. And the one thing we do got in common is trying to keep this racing, this grudge racing alive like we've been doing. Now, we shoot the shit. We talk shit. There's nothing. We're going to get at each other, whatever. But so we got one agenda. It's trying to keep this grudge racing alive. You agree or you don't agree?
Yeah, it's about trying to make action.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you is this here. That list is just a list to get jump start racing, man. And really, it is some truth to it, because there is a lot of guys on that race that does that. Whether they agree or not, if they just think that's what they're doing when they come to the track, they'll start seeing what I'm saying. But I'm saying to you, to get off that list, hey, man, get to racing, man. And that's the bottom of the line, get to racing, man.
Hey, watch this, Batman. Let's start right here. Anybody on your board that was on that list, they got a backhand car, I lock them in.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, the question is, if they going to lock in or not, or if they think they have a chance with you to lock in. Then like I told you, with me and you, Tracy, I already know you can beat me, you're supposed to, okay? But what I tried to do, and let me say it before you say anything. What I tried to do is lock you in the blind. I wanted to see where you was at. Obviously, you wasn't there where I thought you would be. But now, since you're ready, you want to lock me in. I told you from the beginning. Man, I already know that you're supposed to beat me, okay? Yeah, I already know that. I told you that. But I was taking a chance in the blind, because if you would have locked me in the blind before the fourth came, I would have got up there and ran. And I even told Tree Man or anybody else, if they can agree with this, they'll tell you. I said, man, I already know if you get up there, I'm going to lose, but I'm going to race because I want to be his first motherfucking win.
I tried to get you to be my first one.
Well, I just told you, but I tried to lock you in before a period of time. But that's fast water. What we're trying to get on right now is the future. So I'm saying to you, don't take that shit personal.
No, it ain't personal. Let's get on this. Anybody on your board with a back half, I lock them in.
So raising the fans, y'all hear them. Anybody with a back half, you're going to lock in. So y'all hear Tracy, that's a little story. That's what
on your board. You stand on your board. Now you got
Hey, Tracy, you put it out there. Now if they don't come to the call,
listen, Batman, I'm gonna race, win, lose, or whatever. I'm gonna race.
That's fine, Tracy. Now I'm saying you just put it out there. So if they don't come to your call and we don't hear nothing, we're going to take you off the list, baby. That's simple as that.
But you got that ghost list, Batman. You know, if you got a Congress, like you refer to it as Congress, we know everybody who's in Congress or the House of Representatives, we know who they are. You got this ghost Congress list.
Listen, let me ask you a question. And I told you, I'm going to keep one of them. If I don't race, you know I got to be first. If I don't get out there, my car ready now. If I don't get out there racing this weekend on my own event, I'm a fake ass racer. I told you, I'm putting my own stuff in the equation. So I can't say that I'm doing it by myself. You follow what I'm saying? So that would be to be behind the spectrum. I'm willing to put my own stuff on a goddamn list.
All right. Okay,
now,
well,
Listen, Tracy, where's Tinkerbell at? Where's Tinkerbell?
Let me straighten something out. This grudge show is for everybody. It's not a certain person's house. So, you know, we all try to talk and, you know, it get heated and get out of hand a little bit. You know, certain time we try to keep it respectable. We know we go at it, but at the end of the day, we know it ain't personal. We just, you know, trying to make action, you know, somebody trying to get down with somebody, you know.
Man, we've been shooting shit. Like I told you when you were at San Antonio, I came over here and told you some shit that you didn't know. Did I know? If I was a hater, I would never have done it.
Yeah, I understand, but, you know, what I'm saying, when we get on these shows and people start getting personal, let's not be disrespectful, especially, you know, when we out here and we got females and stuff like that trying to belittle them. Me, you, we can talk shit, and we know it's just part of what we do. We're going to go at it. You know, but some of the other stuff, man, so it don't seem like it's a personal attack toward each other, let's be a little bit more respectful for it, you know. That's all I'm saying.
And he needs to apologize.
Let me show you something.
He needs to apologize.
Show. Hey, good night, everybody. We're going to get out of here.